Escambia County is a less healthy place this year compared to 2013 and also compared to most of the other counties across Florida. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Escambia County's overall health outcomes rating dropped from number 55 to 57th among Florida's 67 counties in the fifth annual county health rankings by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the University of Wisconsin.
We've fallen a bit.
Dr. Susan Turner at the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County. The study focuses on community factors that influence health along with available data.
It looks like some other counties have moved up as opposed to us moving down. But in terms of what the health outcomes reflect, they're not really quality of life. They actually reflect just mortality and premature death. Those are the endpoints of chronic disease.
Escambia ranked 51st out of 67 for length of life, 59th for quality of life, 39th for health factors, and 47th for health behaviors. The latter includes the 22% of residents who still smoke and the 30% of adults who are obese. Turner points to the Live Well Northwest Florida project.
It came together in May and developed a community health improvement plan for all across our county and actually including Santa Rosa County, addressing reduction in tobacco usage, improvement in health management, and of course, improvement in healthiest weight.
Santa Rosa County's numbers were good. They could be better.
Debbie Stilfen at the FDOH in Santa Rosa.
We still are a little bit higher than the state average in health behaviors like smoking and obesity. So those are things that we're going to have to work on. But we were ranked overall number 6 in health outcomes this year, so we're pleased with that.
Despite relatively high numbers in percentage of smokers, adult obesity, and uninsured residents, Santa Rosa ranks 8th among counties in quality of life. Stilfen says that likely is based on programs and locations aimed at promoting healthier lifestyles.
We have a lot of opportunities for physical activity in our county. We have the Heritage Trail, which is free to people. They can bike, they can walk. We have tubing, kayaking, a lot of chances for people to get out and be physically active, and that contributes to lowering the obesity rate if we can get people up and get them moving.
When the rankings were released last March, the local Partnership for a Healthy Community responded with a summit on health in Escarosa. Organizer David Schoberg says they've been working on an action plan since last fall with an expected late summer release.
It's going to take a while to change the bigger indicators of health outcomes because this has to be a community priority for us to be able to move the dial at all. We've done 4 assessments since 1995, and we really haven't moved the dial very much.
Along with that, a 5th assessment is scheduled for the fall of 2015.
The Partnership for a Healthy Community, Sacred Heart and Baptist Healthcare, and the ECC, and the Health Department will all continue to track this and help keep the public aware of it, because the more they understand the depth of the problem, the more we're going to be willing to do something about it.
But Schoberg concedes that even the best strategies and plans are just numbers if individuals aren't willing to change their behaviors toward healthier lifestyles and activities.
If we can have a positive impact on our overall health status, we can also have a really positive impact on the economy in this area. I mean, our poor health habits cost us a lot of money every year. And the more we improve, the more that's going to stay in our economy and be usable for other things.
The rankings from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and University of Wisconsin, according to DOH Escambia, are a snapshot of the health of counties across the country. They emphasize that health is not a singular effort, but a combined work in progress across all community partners. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.